The following program is Music Time in Africa for broadcast on Sunday, July 2nd at 07:30 hours GMT. It's Music Time in Africa. Hello, friends. This is Bryn Poole welcoming you again to Music Time in Africa, a program of popular and traditional African folk music featuring some of Africa's finest musicians and cultural groups of yesterday and today. I've selected a number of recordings from our Voice of America music library, and from time to time we'll call on our VOA music man, Leo Sarkisian, to share with us some of the fine recordings from his own personal collection. It's Music Time in Africa. If we think about folk music from the point of view of history and sociology, we see very quickly that the value of folk music is that it truly reflects the spirit and the outlook of a generation, an area, a social class. It's part and parcel of the natural rhythm and melody of life. And thanks to the work of researchers, writers, and musicologists, we've come to realize that there's a great wealth of musical treasure in almost every country in the world. Today's folk music journey takes us to Uganda, in the heart of East Africa. Nearly half of the world's second largest lake, Lake Victoria, is in Uganda, and the White Nile has its source there. Uganda is a meeting place of peoples, Bantu, Nilotic, Nilo-Hamitic, and we find a rich variety of traditional folk music, many types of musical instruments, and styles of song and dance. Our tour of Uganda begins in the Bale district at Lukiko, where the Dola people live. One of their more popular musical instruments is the dongo, the African hand piano also known as the mbira, the lekembe, or the sanza. Our first recording features seven of these instruments in a group led by Serububeri Obothi, playing the popular Dola folk tune called Bero Arigina.
Yeah, I'm gonna go to the
music of the Dola tribe in Uganda. In the Tororo district, not far from the Dola country, are the Teso people, known for their famous Akisuku dance, done by men and women in two rows, shoulder to shoulder. They spring into the air in unison, apparently without moving their arms or legs, but with a clear, straight spring from the ankles, up and down in time with the music. In our next recording from Uganda, we hear a group of Musolwa and Gishu tribesmen from the Bale district singing a medley of two folk songs. The first complains about the modern girl who refuses to stay at home, but uses cosmetics and roams around the country doing no work. The second is about a greedy man who eats prodigious amounts of cassava porridge. The musicians use an inverted bowl for rhythm accompaniment. Actually, it's a wooden platter of the kind commonly used to serve food. This is turned upside down and beaten with sticks.
Yeah. remember.
When I mentioned to our music man that we were featuring music of Uganda today, he said he'd like to contribute a recording of Uganda music played on one of his own favorite African instruments, the likembe. Leo tells us that the recording was made in the Bunyoro district at Kigumba, where the Nyoro live. The musician in this recording is Bachumirwa Tugwenderwa, and he offers two songs, one about a father who looked after his daughter too strictly, to the dismay of the lads of the village, and the second song is about a vain girl who preened herself and walked along the road to attract attention.
Saida waibuba tokenda rumugemi obwire jubukera saida mbramuti saida mbramuti obaire ki sindika mugongo obaire ki obaire ki seganya mugongo obaire ki saida mbramuti mutwale india mutwale nyoro balira obaireki tokenda mbulamuti towire jubukera towire jubukera musaida mbulamuti towire wire obaireki tokenda lumugemye sawa nesakenda obaireki towire jubukera musaida birawuli musaida birawuli towire jubukera Sonda kulumya abantu towasanga kazi tokolanga kazi towasanga kazi kitoke sanzi ya kiyonja kazi lugudo sanzi ya luyonja kazi kitambala sanzi ya chikwata kazi binyumi sanga utinyoma ona disi ya lagire kazi binyumi Towasanga, kazi tokolanga, kazi tokolanga, towasanga. Daga murugudo, na mwensonda, daga kubana vi, tamanya kunaba, daga murugudo.
Along the western border of Uganda lies Lake Albert, on whose eastern shores live the Bagungu people. They are fishermen, and known for their cheerful dancing with leg rattles and drums. One of the reasons for the high quality of the drumming and the clean fingerwork of the musicians is that water lizard skins are used for the membranes of their goblet-shaped, long-stemmed drums. In this recording, Samuiri Bitadwa and his group bring us one of their traditional Orunyege dances.
Oh, yeah.
That was music from the Lake Albert region in western Uganda. We move on now to Buganda province near Kampala and along the northern shore of Lake Victoria. One of the most popular music makers here is the dere, an end-blown flute that has been a part of royal orchestras in the king's palaces for many years. Even though flute music is only one small branch of the musical culture of a people, the flute in Uganda has had a glorious past and is still popular with everyone. Listen now to this group of Ganda men with flutes and drums playing a syncopated canoeing song called Okusanyira. In Buganda province, we find another well-liked instrument, the xylophone. There are two main types in Buganda, one instrument with 12 keys called amadinda, and another with 22 keys known as akadinda. The construction of these xylophones is quite interesting. The base consists of two fresh banana stems, and the keys are placed at equal distances on this base. The keys are prepared from the wood of the lusambia tree and must be very carefully tuned. Each key has two tiny holes almost at the end through which a cord is passed and attached to a small peg on the base. The keys remain rather loose and they often jump out of place when struck. But the one real problem musicians have with this loose note xylophone is that the banana stems have to be fresh, moist, and soft in order to give the instrument its mellow sound. Since the stems will dry out, this means they have to be replaced with fresh ones every month or so, and the entire instrument carefully reassembled. Let's listen now to a small Ganda orchestra with a 12-note Amadinda xylophone, accompanied by 5 conical drums.
Thank you.
our final selection of music of Uganda, I've chosen this recording by the boys' choral group of Busoga College at Jinja. Busoga College is located on top of a large hill called Mwiri, 700 feet above Lake Victoria, and from this point there's a broad, beautiful view overlooking the lake. This is what the boys are singing about in their school song sung in the Soga language, Akasozi Mwiri.
Bumba ya wumba Akasozi akalungi Akasozi ke mwiri Olinga galungi Mulinga ebikado Mulingo guyanda Nimukibuga tigala Basonze siringi Bazimbye bizimbe Kukasoza kalungi Bayenzo kutweza Amagezi amalungi Tunaba butega Sada yalonda, Bruwa yanonya, Akaso zakalungi, Akaso zakayondo, Omusada yanonya, Kibumba ya twita, Bruwa kufatyo, Bumba ya wumba Akaso zakalungi Akaso zike mwiri Olinga galungi Mulinga ebikado Mulingo guyanda Nimukibuga tigala Bumba ya wumba Akaso zakalungi Akaso zike mwiri Olinga galungi Mulinga ebikado Mulingo guyanda Nimukibuga tigala
Well, friends, our time has run out, and I hope you've enjoyed listening to Music Time in Africa. Now, this is Bryn Poole saying goodbye and inviting you to listen again next Sunday at this time for more recordings of African traditional and popular music on Music Time in Africa. This program has come to you from the Voice of America Studios in Africa.